A second visit to Italy. 2 weeks later, as spring came to Switzerland, Ellen White wrote to Dr. J.S. Gibbs, medical superintendent of the Rural Health Retreat in Northern California. It is now beautiful weather. The grass is a lovely green. Trees are leafing out, the birds are caroling their songs, and my heart is filled with gratitude to God. I will make melody to God in my heart. It was a newsy letter, to a man she had aided in getting his medical education, and one to whom she was giving counsel in an affirmative and encouraging way. In it she spoke of plans being laid for the work in Europe. We are now contemplating another journey to Italy. We should visit other churches, they are calling for us loudly. They call for us to again visit Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. These places demand much hard work and I dread it, but I may feel that I must go. Jesus lived not to please himself. I do not know as we will get away from here this winter. May the Lord direct. 10 days later, Thursday morning, April 15, Ellen White, accompanied by Sarah, Willie, and Mary, boarded the train for Italy. On Friday they were in Torre Pellice again, at the home of A.C. Bordeaux. The reception of this visit was quite different from the one in December. For Ellen White's more detailed account of this visit to Italy, see her review and Herald article's Visit to the Vaudois Valleys, June 1, 1886. And Labors in the Piedmont Valleys, June 29, 1886. For further details of her work in Italy and this trip, see D.A. Delafield, Ellen G. White in Europe, The Second Visit to Italy and the Magnificence of the Alps, pages 174 to 185.